Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, down in Harrisburg, the big news is the state budget. I understand that the House Appropriations Committee is really looking at the details, and importantly, especially for you, they heard testimony from the state system of higher education this week. So what's going on?
Yes, indeed. The House Appropriations Committee continued budget hearings this week in Harrisburg at the Capitol with state agencies to review the governor's budget proposal and receive testimony. Among the agencies appearing before the committee were the Department of Education and the state system of higher education, and I had an opportunity to be at the 2.5-hour hearing for the state system of higher education. They were first up in the morning, and as a member of the Board of Governors of the 14 state universities, I'm always very interested in seeing what the testimony might be, what the questions are, concerns of the House Appropriations Committee are, and also there to support Mansfield University and our state system of higher education as the most affordable higher education opportunity in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We have over 300 higher education learning centers in Pennsylvania. They're either community colleges, baccalaureate colleges, graduate schools, private and public, state-related, state-owned universities and colleges. So there is a panoply of opportunities in Pennsylvania, but it's our 14 state universities that have the most affordable opportunities. And I'm, of course, very concerned about affordability and funding for Mansfield University. It was a very good hearing. In this year's budget plan, the governor has proposed increasing funding for pre-kindergarten through 12th grade education by $363 million. That's a great increase in funding, making the state's investment in education the highest it has ever been at $10.3 billion in Pennsylvania. So I'm encouraged, preliminarily at least, as the negotiations and budget hearings continue through the next several months before we have a budget passed and balanced.
I also understand that there's big news in the Wellsboro area. The state is going to be taking a look at overhauling a local dam that creates a lake in the area. What's going on here?
Yes, the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission closed Tioga County's Lake Nessmuck to the public earlier this week to conduct a fish salvage and begin construction to rebuild the lake's dam and spillway. The fish salvage is expected to begin the week of February 24th or March 3rd and may take up to 2 weeks. The lake was first lowered by 10 feet last fall. It will remain drained until construction is completed. This is a $1 million construction project and is expected to begin in mid-March, weather permitting, and be completed by the end of the summer or early fall. It includes widening the existing earthen spillway and extending the spillway conduit, installing a new stilling basin at the outlet, and installing new drains at the base of the dam. Also, the top of the dam will be raised by approximately 2.2 feet or more, and the downstream embankment will be flattened. The project is being funded by a $1 million H2O grant from the state. Located in the county seat area of Wellsboro, Lake Nessmuck is a 60-acre impoundment owned by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and managed by the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission for public fishing and boating. The lake is maintained by the borough of Wellsboro as well.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.